Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another exclusive podcast. Thank you for subscribing to my channel here, and do share it so we can get information out as best as possible. So I wanted to explain to you why I think SARS-CoV-2 is the smartest virus in modern times, if not indeed the history of all time. And the reason I say this is that the symptoms of it seem to change depending on the season, which is a bit odd. You will remember from the very beginning of the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic, people were told to look out for a dry, persistent cough, a temperature, and a loss of taste or smell. Now, having a dry, persistent cough and a temperature are symptoms very, very similar to having the flu or a heavy cold, for example. But these were seen as the classic symptoms of SARS-CoV-2. That was last March, April, and again last December, January. So if you like, it's kind of seasonal virus, seasonal symptoms. But now we're being told that there is a new and if not more deadly variant, the Indian variant. Scientists are reporting that a headache, a sore throat, and a runny nose are the new symptoms. And what's interesting is that, of course, we are in hay fever season. And the symptoms of hay fever are a runny nose and potentially a sore head, maybe a sore throat. So now the SARS-CoV-2 symptoms have morphed from being flu symptoms to being hay fever-like symptoms. And of course, the government and the media are saying this change could be in part because the new variant is currently spreading amongst younger people. Well, that's what you would say if you were trying to encourage a narrative that sees young people as being the great vector of infection and the people at risk, even though statistically we know the average age of death from COVID is 82 years. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. So now SARS-CoV-2 is being positioned as if it is essentially having hay fever symptoms. And in summer, millions of Brits suffer from hay fever. Isn't that an amazing coincidence? And I'm sure it's all entirely legitimate that this virus seems to take on the symptoms of whatever the prevailing symptoms might be in the population at a given point in the annual calendar. So that's why I think SARS-CoV-2 is very, very smart, almost as smart perhaps as those behavioral scientists who are driving the government narrative, almost as smart as those in the media who lap it all up and then regurgitate it to us and then try and convince us of that, which is frankly without very little evidence. I mean, if the new symptoms of SARS-CoV-2 are hay fever-like, how can we really distinguish then between hay fever and SARS-CoV-2? And furthermore, how many people are hospitalized because they've got hay fever symptoms? Answer, very, very, very few. How many people die from hay fever? Answer, very, very, very few. So even if they're right in saying that the new symptoms of SARS-CoV-2 are similar to hay fever, hay fever does not, you know, we've never locked the country down before and crushed our economy and removed our freedoms because hay fever season's a bit bad. And I know because I have family members who suffer badly from hay fever. I'm fortunate I don't. But it still doesn't require that, you know, you can't go on your holidays because there's hay fever in the UK. But that's where we are anyway. It's the smartest virus ever, or maybe it perhaps is just another turn by this government to try and convince us of something which in reality is nowhere near as dangerous as they're suggesting and is nowhere near as prevalent as they're suggesting, and most of all does not carry the mortality, which is ultimately the only effective measure of the deadliness of a particular, any given virus, and that for that matter. Anyway, that's what I think. I'm interested in knowing what you think if you'd like to share your thoughts with me. And thanks again for subscribing to the channel.